build? In other words, did it go up again this year? Or
I'm not sure.
So the largest one we have for Above It All Ventures, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
For Above It All Ventures, we have 999 West Valley Way, and it's got an appraised value of like 954. That may be 954.
340 Branson.
That's my home. The 999 West Valley Way, Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
That's technically my home, and it's technically the corporation's address.
Branson Cove. Oh, that's just
now of a,
okay. Gotcha.
Cove.
Gotcha. Those are all the okay. Gotcha. Those are the addresses for everybody. Okay, so that's not the actual. Okay.
No.
It's 340 Branson Cove is the one that's the 954.
Okay. Okay.
Is that the one that was you had exempted, before, or not exempted,
yeah,
but mixed use?
I can tell you.
Can you all tell me, was that the one that was mixed use last year?
Yes.
Okay.
It was for 21 and 23.
All right. I'm being told that for 21 and 23, that's the one that was being classified as mixed use.
Yeah, and was that 340 Branson Cove?
Yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so it is on the docket. Now,
yes.
With respect to the other ones that are on here, do you have a tax appeal going on right now for the years past, or are you just looking to do one? Obviously, you don't have to tell me anything about your basis, but I'm assuming that you have all these on here for purposes of a tax appeal. But, I mean, we're going to probably be consistent with what we've done in the past unless something's changed. If these are not in a rental pool, but, I mean, we've had a ton of taxpayers and lawyers in front of us for the last several years about this issue. So we get it, and we've done what we've done, and we've had it approved at least once by the state decision maker up at the State Tax Commission when they decided on one of the appeals. But I don't think that it's – the legislature certainly hasn't given us any guidance. There's been stuff that's gone into committee but never got out. But right now, that's to be consistent with what we're doing with everyone else, is we're giving you a break on the first one as a mixed use, and the rest of them, they are still commercial properties. And I know the market has become much tighter because there's a lot more of these, but economics are not really something that we can take into account for purposes of BOE.
Sure. So let me ask a different question.
Okay.
The Above It All Branson, I'm sorry, Above It All Ventures, LLC, I'm owner, and Andrew Covington's owner. We have our own EIN.
Okay.
The Blue Hill and Chateau Mountain LLC is owned by family and I. It's a separate, totally separate entity. And when I presented to you in person, I just felt it was unfair to be punished by having the same person aligned to two different organizations, because they are separate entities, separate geographic areas, et cetera. So my appeal is, I think I should get the same 25-75 benefit for Blue Hills and Chateau Mountain as I have received for Above It All Ventures.
In other words, on one of those properties, you feel like you should get the same 25-75.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
It just means fair. I understand the argument. Let me do this first. With respect to Above It All, on the five properties that look like they're on here, we could go ahead and make a decision on that. And then on Blue Hill, let's get to that after this one.
Okay.
And I'll talk to you about that one. But as to, and it's my understanding that if we're going to do the mixed use, you would like to have that on the 340 Branson Cove property. Okay, I'll take that up first. As to BOE number 65, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
A second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision on that within a couple of days. With respect to, these are going to be the other And I can give you addresses. I've got BOE 62 is 335 Watersound Way. BOE 63 is 330 Branson Cove Boulevard. BOE 64 is 315 Watersound Way. And BOE 66 is 325 Watersound Way. As to those properties, BOE 62, 63, 64, and 66, I would make a motion that we deny a change in classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So that's consistent with what we've done in the past with you on those. Now, with
basically, what you're saying is the Blue Hill and Chateau Mountain.
We haven't made a decision yet on those.
Okay, I get it. Okay, sir. I understand.
All right. Here's what I would like to do with respect to, and I'm going to, one of our board members is absent today, and basically what you're talking about is modifying what we've been doing a little bit, because we've been asking for common owners on these properties, and what some people have done is try to play the LLC shell game with, you know, any kid, whatever, but sometimes that's done. Let me ask you this, were the Blue Hill properties purchased at the same time as the other ones?
Within a short time.
Okay.
But to be honest with you, I boxed the three Blue Hill properties and I developed my own before Andrew and I created our Above It All Ventures. So
okay.
We weren't in cahoots.
Right.
In any way to, hey, we're going to create eight of these and play a shell game. It was independent thinking.
Yeah, I mean, the way we're trying to look at it, and I'm just talking with you through this, is that,
yes,
you know, we're giving a pretty good discount on the first one if all of the properties are being used in a nightly rental program, unless you have, you know, we're just saying maybe you have a large family, maybe you use it a lot across your 8-10 properties, whatever you have. You may stay in any one of them, but on one of the properties, we're going to give you that discount to take that into consideration and put 75% residential is kind of how we look at it. But when you own more than one, we're looking at it as we're only giving you one because whenever you use it, we've already given you that discount at in the first one. But having said that, I don't know if you use these, you know, Blue Hill properties any differently than you use the other properties. I don't know what your situation is.
Yeah. Well, the Blue Hill properties are actually in an opportunity zone. And so I created the LLC to comply with the opportunity zone IRS ruling. And yes, and they're all the exact same value.
Right.
Are identical. And yeah, once in a while we'll go down there as a family, but I'm being totally honest with you. I mean, we're not down there every
sure.
Two or three weeks of a month. No, we're not.
Well,
I do feel that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, we're certainly not trying to penalize anyone, but we're trying to be realistic that we out of 365 days a year, we figure that whatever personal use you're going to have of it will probably be covered by that one with the 75, no matter how many properties you have an interest in. That's kind of how we've been looking at it. But I'm, you know, you talk me through what your argument is, and we're happy to listen. And then I may make a motion to table this until our third party or our third member is here, because if we're going to make a change to this, I want her input as well.
Sure, I understand. I guess my only argument is that there was never an intent to buy eight of these and set up these corporations.
One sure.
Came before the other, it was really independent thinking, and I just feel that the 25-75 should apply to Blue Hill as well as, you know, you've been generous enough on the Above It All Ventures.
Okay.
And that's all. Just because my name is on each one, and I bet you run into this with some other people, but I can see how they do a shell game and kind of play
sure.
games, but in my case, I'm not.
I greatly do appreciate your comments here. Jesse, what would you like to
I'm just wondering, on the Blue Hill property, what percentage of ownership do you have in the partnership?
100%.
Okay. So you said you went in with family members.
Well, let's put it this way. On the deed, it's me, my wife, and I.
Okay.
But we own it as individuals. I have two kids. They're not on it. You'll just look at the rate. Really me.
Right.
That one.
Okay, thank
and,
you.
And then the other one is, above it all, is you and the other gentleman.
Yes, and that's Andrew Covington.
Right.
And his company, and then Dave Pavlin, and I have a company called Pavlin Associates. So Pavlin Associates and Andrew Covington Management are 50-50 owners of Above It All Ventures. But when it comes to Blue Hill,
that's just you.
I'm the owner.
Gotcha.
That's just me. Correct.
Okay. What was that date, the 15th?
15th.
Okay. We can't meet unless you want to make a motion now. I'm going to make a motion that we table it.
Jerry says.
I'm going to table this until the 15th in the afternoon. Will you be available possibly during on the 15th?
Yes, of this month.
Yes.
Of July.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be available.
Okay, as to BOE 68, 69, and 70, I'm going to make a motion that we table them until July 15th between 1 and 5. Could be any time in there that we might call you.
Got it.
Okay?
That's great.
All right.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for what you do.
All right. I appreciate it, and we certainly want to consider it, but I would like to have the other member here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Bye-bye. Okay, motion. Have a second.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Ask for a quick recess.
Sure. BOE of me recess for 5 minutes. I'm going to do the same.